We are learning Masechtas Brachos, Daf Tezayin Amud Aleph, and we are starting five lines from the top, the two dots. Hakarel Mafreya Lo Yotza. The Mishnah says that Hakarel Mafreya Lo Yotza, if you read it backwards out here, it says the Mishnah ends off Kara V'ta'a, if you were reading Shema, you made a mistake, Yachzol Makom Shtah, go back to the place you made a mistake. Zochta Gemara, Rav Ami V'Rav Asi, have called Katrin Le Ganona. Rav Ami and Rav Asi were tying the chuppah to Rav Elazar. Rav Elazar was getting married, and they were busy. Rav Ami and Rav Asi was busy with the mitzvah of Achnasas Kala. They were helping make the chuppah for Rav Elazar. Amalahu, Rav Elazar told us to the two gedolim, Ad hachi v'ad hachi, while you're making the chuppah, ezel v'eshma milsa de be midrasha. I'll go to the Beis Medrash, see what they're tying there. You're busy with the mitzvah here, and you can't go to Beis Medrash. I'll go to Beis Medrash. I'll come back and tell you what Dvar Torah is they're saying in the Beis Medrash. Also, they found that Tano was reading a brayse in front of Yechanan. Kara v'ta'a, it said in the brayse like this. Kara v'ta'a, he was saying Shema, and he made a mistake. And he doesn't know exactly where the mistake started. He doesn't know where he last said it right. Talach is yachzol roish. He should go back to the beginning of Shema, be'emtza parak. If he knows he got stuck somewhere in the middle of the parak, but he doesn't know where, he'yachzar l'roish, goes to the beginning of the parak. He goes to the beginning of that parak. Let's say he's in the middle of a Hayim Shemaya, and he made a mistake in the middle of a Hayim Shemaya. He knows he made a mistake in the middle of a Hayim Shemaya, but doesn't know where. He goes back to the beginning of a Hayim Shemaya. He doesn't have to go back to the beginning of Shema. He goes back to the beginning of Hayim Shemaya. In Perek LeParek, he knows he's in between Parakim. He's not sure if it's between Shema and Vahim Shemaya, or he's between Vahim Shemaya and Vayimah. What's Halacha? Yach LeParek Rishon. He goes back to Vahim Shemaya, because he's not sure. Bein Ksiva LeKsiva, he knows he made a mistake by Chsaf Tama, Mezuzah Ispeisecha V'Sherecha, but he's not sure which Chsaf Tama it is. So Yach LeKsiva Rishon, he goes back to the Ksiva Rishon, which means the Chsaf Tama that's in the first parish of Shema, at the end of Shema, Chsaf Tama, he goes back to there. This is only if he didn't start saying Lamar Yibu Yimechem. But if he starts saying Lamar Yibu Yimechem, then he made a mistake. Of Pasach Lamar Yibu Yimechem, and then he made a mistake somewhere. We assume, according to Rashi learns Pshat, that you finished everything and you're up to really Emes V'Yatziv. And you only have to start from Emes V'Yatziv. Because it probably, if you did Lamar Yibu Yimechem, you probably finished it off. Rashi says, because it's just parasha shkura b'fiv. And since the parasha shkura b'fiv, so therefore, you could assume you finished it. That's Rashi's pshat. The Rashba argues and Rashi says, not mistavra, that the third parasha is more shkura b'fiv, you're more used to it than the other parashas. If anything, the other parashas are more shkura b'fiv. That you always say, and vayayim fisam shittas you don't even say at night. So it can't be that's the pshat. And therefore, the Rashba says that there was something else. That he's talking about a case of chsaftam, chsaftam. So it says, Birchman said that even though we said if you made a mistake by Chsaft and you go back to the first one, he says that if you started saying Lamayin Yirbu, you could assume that it was middle of the parasha Shnia, in the middle of the second parasha. And there, and that's why he started Lamayin Yirbu, and therefore he could even go to, if he made a mistake, and you're not sure what Chsaft done, if he said Lamayin Yirbu, you could assume it was the second parasha where he made the mistake. So that was what he learned in the Beis Medrash, Rav Elazar. So also Amulu, so Rav Elazar went back to Rav Amir Rav Asi and he said what he heard. It was worth it to come to his chuppah just to hear this Dvar Torah. He told him of Dvar Torah, he said I was very excited to hear that Dvar Torah. Zoktagam Mishnah Vaita, new Mishnah. Ha'umnim. Umnim are workers who are busy working. They're working on the top of a tree or they're working on top of a stone wall. And it came Zman Kriya Shema. They can say Shema right where they are, on top of the Elon, on top of the stone wall. They can say, don't have machuiv to go down, which will waste a lot of time and take away time from the person paying for their work. And therefore, they can say Shema right then and there. But for davening, for Shemoneh Esrei, that they can't say up there because they can't concentrate. Tefillah, Rashi says, is Vakashos Rachamim. It's Rachamim, it's asking for Rachmanis. You need a lot of Kavana. And if you're standing on top of an Elon, on top of a tree, on top of a stone wall, you're scared you might fall. And therefore, you're not going to be able to have in Karayu, and therefore, you have to come down to daven. Not a halacha. Chason, Potom, Kriyashma, Laila Rishayna Vad Matzah Shabbos. The chassan who's marrying a besula, is potter from Kriya Shema. In those days, they used to get married Wednesday night, so he's potter from Kriya Shema Wednesday night. Ad Matzah Shabbos Mlo Yasa Maisa. If he wasn't boil yet, didn't do Bios Mitzvah yet, he has told Matzah Shabbos. He still doesn't have to say Shema. He's still nervous about it. Once it hits Matzah Shabbos after 4 days, he's not so nervous because Liba Gaspa, he got to know her better. He's not so nervous about her being a Vesula, and therefore he's not part of Kriya Shema anymore. He married Isha, Vakara Laila Harishoina, and he said Shema on the first night. He said Shema on the first night. Omul Talmidov, Lemaratonu Rabbeinu, Shechasa Patr Kriya Shema. Why is he saying Shema the first night? You taught us that Achas is part of a Kriya Shema. Omlem, I need Shema Elechem, Levat Lehemenu. I'm not listening to that din to Vatal Malchus Shemayim. I can be mechav and I'm saying Shema. So Tosfos speaks out. This Maisa is not a stira. Usually the Gemara has a kasha. Maisa listar. This Maisa sounds like a stira to the halacha said in the Mishnah. Zok Tosfos is not a stira. Rav Gamliel was teaching us that if he's a gadol and he's beteach baatzmai. He has, but you know, he knows himself that he can mechavin, even though he's in a matzav. He might be nervous, but he knows he can mechavin. Then he's allowed to do that and say Shema. He's not mechuyev if he's too nervous, but he's allowed to say to himself, you know I can say it good and say Shema. That's what Rav Gamliel was teaching them. So it seems like from this Gemara that Rav Gamliel he had tamidim even before he got married, or it might have been that he had more than one wife. He got married a few times in his life, and later on we will find on the base. Talks about when his wife died, he had avelus. So it seems like he got married more than one time. And Itaka found, the article came out with this new book called Introduction to the Talmud, Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda gave me one. And it says over there that Rabbi Gamliel got married three times. And Itaka Mashma like that in these Mishnayos, they got married three times. Zok de Gemara Vaita, Tanu Rabbanon. So the first part of this Gemara is going to discuss the Lach of the Umnim Davening. A worker davening. Torah Rabbanon. Ha'umnim kairin b'roi she'ilam roi she'nidbach. Uman kisei shema on top of a tree, on top of a stone wall. Umaspalim b'roi she'azayis b'roi she'atena. They could daven shema esrei only if it's a zayis tree, it's an olive tree, or a te'ena, or a fig tree. Because those trees have very big branches, and it's not so scary to daven there, and therefore they can have kavanah. Ushar koylonos, all those trees, yordim lamata maspam. They come down and daven. Like we said in our Mishnah, that daven Shema Esrei needs more kavanah. So all the trees, you can stand up there and say Shema. But for Shema Esrei, it depends. If it's a zayis tree or te'ena tree, you can say it up there. If not, you could. If not, you have to come down to daven Shema Esrei. Or balabayis, and a balabayis that's not meshubah to any melacha. A balabayis has no, doesn't have any melachas. He's his own balabas. No one's paying him. No one's paying him a salary. He always has to come down to daven. Because Lamaisa, even on a te'ena tree or a zayas tree, it's still not perfect to kavana. So Vishlam, the Uman, he's getting paid a salary. He can't just disappear like that. But here is not like that. This is not like that. Here, he can't just do that. That's what he can't do. Balabai has no right to be samech on this kula. So tomorrow night, the Rami lay Rav Mori braid about Shmuel Rava. Rav Mori, the grandson of Shmuel, asked Rava Kasha. Now, who is this Rav Mori? Shmuel had a daughter. Her name was Rachel, and she was unfortunately captured by some non-Jews, some goyim, and someone actually was mezana with her. But that person, Isser Gyura, landed up becoming a ger, and they had a son. His name was Rav Mori. So usually it's called Rav Mori Bas Rachel because his father was a guy. But Lamaisa, his mother was a daughter of Shmuel, so that's what said Rav Mori braid about Shmuel. So this Rav Mori, who was a Chashva Amira, asked Rav Akasha. Tana, I'm learning in the Mishnah, in our Mishnah, Umnim, Kairin, V'roish Ilan of V'roish HaNidbach. A uman could say Kriya Shema on top of an Elon and on top of a stone wall. Alma loyboy kavana. You see, you don't need so much kavana. You can even say it on top of a tree. But Ramino asked her kash. She says in the brayta, "Kriya Shema." Tzorach shechavin sliboy. Someone read Shema. Has to be chavin. How do we know? Shema Shema Yisrael. Halonu oimer is haskes Shema Yisrael. Haskes means be mechavin stark. Ushma Yisrael. Malah halon it says Shemiah next to the word Bahaskes. Afkan, Kriya Shema also needs Bahaskes. So the kasha is that we see in a brisa that you need have kavanas. How can you say the umnum allowed to say Shema on top of a tree? So Rabbi Dinah Taras is kasha ishtik. Amalei, so Rabbi asked Ramari, midi shmila, well, may you have a pshat? Amalei, so Ramari answered, hachayam Rav Sheish is, ne'echanam, you can say Shema on top of a tree, but while you're on top of the tree saying Shema, you can't do work while you're doing it. Husha batelim amalachtam akarin. While you are saying the actual Kriya Shema, you have to stop what you're doing and just stand in one place on the tree and say Shema. So it's not a theory, that's a kavana. You don't need as much kavana as rachamim, like tefillah. That's why you don't have to come down. But while you're doing it, you can't be working while you're doing it. Frek Mara Kasha about Tanya, learned this brisa before. Veisil oimrim, oiskim emlachtam akayrim. You could actually do work while you're saying Shema. So you see, you could do work while you're saying Shema. I was saying you need kavana. Like Kasha, ha beperek rishon, ha beperek sheni. The perek rishon Shema needs kavana, and therefore you have to stop what you're doing. That the Beis Hillel said, oiskim emlachtam, so beperek sheni. And Taisha speaks out that here we're talking about discussions with Rava. Rava holds that we passed like Rav Meir before that all you have to have kavana is not only the not parak region, just pasuk region, just the pasuk region of Shema Yisrael, Shema Kena, Shema Echad. That's all you have to have kavana. So for him, all you have to do is stop working is for the first pasuk of Shema, you have to stop working, not even for the whole parak. But our Gemara is going to other man the Yom and says the whole first parak you have to have kavana, then you have to stop working. And that the Beis Hillel says that you can do malacha to want a second parak. Something more about the more about the payalim. Tana Rabbanon ha payalim shahoyo isim malacha itzel baal bayis. Workers who are working by the baal bayis. So the halacha is they're allowed to take a break to karen kriya shema. They can say shema umavarchin lefanel achrei. They make birchas kriya shema before and afterwards. And of course they give them down shemen esrei also. We'll see in a second what type of shemen esrei. Va'oichlim pita umavarchin. When they eat bread, they make a bracha birchas amaitzi before lefaneha. They make a bracha afterwards. They make a bracha benching afterwards. They can't go be a shliach tzivur because that takes too much time. It doesn't say psha. Maybe the vartas because you have to say the rest of shots. So they can't go down for amid. And maybe also doesn't say I'm not sure if they go down with a minion even because that will take too much time also. And even if they're kahanim, they can't do birchas kahanim. So that's what this brisa says, that a pilum while working, they're allowed to daven full Shemana Esrei, they say Shema, and they make birchas Kriya Shema before and afterwards, and a full Shemana Esrei. And when they eat, they make a moitzi before and a benching afterwards. There's another brisa, they daven the bridge Shemana Esrei. There's something called Havi Neinu, which is a bridge Shemana Esrei. The way it works is, they say the first three brachas, and the second three brachas, and the last three brachas. First three brachas are Avos, and at the Gibar and Hakel HaKadosh, and I say the last three, which is Ritzei and Moedim and Sim Shalim, and in the middle, the other brachas in the middle, all the 12, 13 brachas in the middle, they say in one bracha called the Birchas Havineinu, which includes all the things. It's a shorter version of Shema Esrei. So the Kash is the brisa that says the Pailam do Havineinu. Om Rav Sheish is like Kasha. Ha, the brisa is Davin a full Shema Esrei Rav Gamil. Vaha, Rav Yeshua. The other one's Rav Yeshua. Machagis Rav Gamil, Rav Yeshua. If every day you say Havineinu, according to Rav Yeshua, every day you don't say full Shemana Esrei, you only say Havineinu. So the Brisa says Havineinu is going according to Rav Yeshua. And all the Brisa is Rav Gamil. Right? The obvious question. If it's going according to Rav Yeshua, not only Poyalim, every person says Havineinu. We Rav Yeshua, my area Poyalim, a fellow called Adam Nami, every person davens only the abridged Shemana Esrei. Not Dafka Poyalim. So what's the pshat? Ela Idividi Rav Gamil, going according to Rav Gamil, holds that every day daven full Shemana Esrei. I by payalim it's a stira. It says one place that the salaried worker says the whole Shemana Esrei. The other one says he says Havineinu, the abridged version, like Kasha. Kam ba'isim bischaron, one type of worker is getting a salary for his work. And he's getting meals. Kan ba'isim misudasam, the other type of worker is someone who's working for his meals, and that's it, doesn't get any extra money. If you're only working for your meals, then you don't have to work, you know, as constant, and therefore you could daven a full Shemana Esrei. But the other guy is getting paid such a low, big salary together with meals, he cannot take off time to daven. And we'll show you in a brisa that there's a difference between oisim b'schara and oisim b'sudasam. That if you're getting paid salary or you're getting paid with meals, we'll see there's a difference. Vatanya, we're being right, there's a difference. Vatanya, look at a brisa. Ha'poilim shoyis and malachos v'alabayis. Poilim working about v'alabayis. Kari kriya shema. They say shema. Mespalim. They daven shemoneh esrei. Oichlim piton and they eat bread. They varchem lefaneha. This brisa holds you don't make a bracha rishayna because it's not the brisa. I'm varchem lacharash daim. But afterwards you make your bench and you don't bench three brachas like we do. We actually do four brachas. But they only make two brachas. They make the first one azonas akayil, and then the second one, which is aorz v'alamazon and boynu shlayim, they put into one bracha. Ketzad bracha rishayna kitikuna shniya paseach brachas aretz. It starts with brachas aretz, which is noyd lacha v'chalat v'zvot v'rachta v'akayil and boynu shlayim, and you end off with boynu shlayim brachas aretz. And now the brayta goes medvar amurim that you ladder bench or bridge version ba'oisin v'schar. Pilum that work for salary. Avol oisim sdosam, workers that work for meals. Oh, you should have babayis mesim mom. All the babayis are sitting with them and eating with them. Mevarchim kitikuna. They bench regularly. So you see here a clear chilik between a person who gets a full salary or a person that just gets meal money. There's a difference, and that's a raya that before, so when he said the chilik of full shmanasri or the bridge shmanasri, the chilik is how he's a pile. Zakta Gemara Vaita. The next Gemara we had exact same Gemara before, a few blad ago. It said in the Mishnah, Chosam Pata Makriya Shema. Zakta Gemara, Tana Rabbanon. B'shifta Chaba Veisecha. It says you say Shema when you're sitting in your house. Prat Lo'isik a Mitzvah. That's coming to exclude someone who's Oisik and a Mitzvah doesn't have to say Shema. V'lecht Chaba Derech, Prat Lo'chosin. That tells us that a Chosin, who's his Oisik a Mitzvah, but his problem is in his head, also is Pata of Shema. Means not a mitzvah. My mashma, a papa kiderach, just like a road. My derach, just like when you go on the road, it's not a mitzvah. It's not a mitzvah to drive on the road. I've halchan amir reshus here also. B'shivta chav v'isecha also means reshus. Frayt the Gemara. Who said lechta v'chaderach reshus? Maybe you're going for a mitzvah. Milo eskim the ka'oz dvar mitzvah. Isn't it talking about that you're going on the road for a dvar mitzvah? For lahachi amarach mar likri. So the pasuk says to say shema. Zok tomorrow, no, the drasha goes like this. Not because of derech d'rashus. Imkein lema akra v'leches. My belechtecha. It sounds like your road. You're going. Shema amina v'leches tidach v'dem ha'chayiv t'ha. You're only chayiv. But own leches, not a mitzvah. Hod the mitzvah, if it's going for a mitzvah, you're pater, it's your potter. V'etik mara kasha, yehachi, if the point is that mitzvahs are potter, my area, k'nis d'apsula, I feel k'nis d'amana nami, then why dafka if you're marrying a psula or your potter? Even if you're marrying a mana, it's also a mitzvah. We're talking about strictly mitzvah, what makes you potter. A mana is also a mitzvah. So like, well, no, hacha tarid. Here, by a psula, he's tarid machshafta. He's not sure she's going to be a psula, and he's worried about that. But hacha tarid, by a mana, he's not so worried. Oh, so what I'm saying is, everything's totally being worried. Yimshum tirda, I feel tavas finasa v'yam nami. Even if his ship sinks in the river, also in the ocean, if he's very nervous about all that hefsid, he should also be a part of the Shema. And we know it's not true. Allah Amar Abba, Barzav Rav, Ovel, who is very insar, Chai b'chol mitzvah was retired. Chai and everything. Chutz ben tefillin. He doesn't put on tefillin. Shrei Nema be Pe'er. It says Pe'er. Shnema Pe'er chachav shalacha. And the pasuk says that it's called a Pe'er. You shouldn't put Pe'er b'makam eifer. Ovel has ashes on his head. And therefore, only tefillin is part. Everything else is chayiv. So you can't say the reason why you're potter by a chosin is because of Tarid, because Tarid is not enough reason. So tomorrow, no, you need two things. Ari Hosam Tir de Rishus. Thereby, Svina or Avels Tir de Rishus. Hacha Tir de Mitzvah. Here, it's Tir de of the Mitzvah, of the Mitzvah marrying of Sula, and that's where you're Potter. By Tir de Mitzvah.